Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have watched Nancy Pelosi square off against Donald Trump and refuse to back down. Over and over, she's proven herself to be the president's most skilled adversary.
Also, she's a legislative master.
Really one of the most masterful parliamentarians of our time.
She has been masterful, legislatively masterful in holding her caucus, controlling her caucus.
She's a master of a very different body.
Which are the shaping experiences, the shaping spirits of the American spirit experience.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Are Iowa voters looking for a moderate? If so, who best fits that bill for them? Joe Biden? Pete Buttigieg?
Surely you can't be serious.
From using a straw to eating a burger, am I part of the problem? And in a certain way, yes.
Incarceration should not even be a response to drug possession.
Would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers, in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The next time someone does something you don't like, you can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected. You can kill them with kindness.
You are so creepy right now.
Unchained and unstoppable.
At first, I didn't really like the term Trump derangement syndrome. I didn't. People actually go see psychiatrists, and all we're trying to do is make our country better. I just say, is anything wrong with that? What are we doing that's bad? And yet they have Trump derangement syndrome. It's crazy. It's so crazy. But it's going to all work out.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Well, we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud filling in for my good friend Howie Carr today. He's enjoying a nice Christmas break. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, hey, give us a call at 844-500-4242. And don't forget, if you want to be on the Trump line for tomorrow, press 2. Joining us right now on the hotline is Jay McMahon, who is running for state senate down in the Plymouth Barnstable area for a seat being vacated by Senator Vinny DiMaceo. And I believe this is why I'm working so hard with Jay, that this is our opportunity to put a conservative Republican up there at the state house. Good afternoon, Jay, and thanks for joining us.
Well, good afternoon, Holly, and good afternoon to New England. It's good to be here on the Howie Carr Show. Holly, how are you? Did you have a good Christmas?
It was great. How about yours?
Absolutely, and Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope everyone had a good Christmas here in New England.
Yes. Well, and I'm glad to see you're right back at work today. You got a seat to win.
I am.
Yeah, you got a seat to win.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff coming out about, I'm sure you've heard about the TCI, the Transportation Climate Initiative. Where do you stand on that? Are you going to, you know, kind of blindly go along with Governor Baker, or are you going to be one of these legislators like Jeff Diehl and Sean O'Connell and Jim Lyons that stands up and does the right thing for the people?
Well, you know, Holly, I remember 2014 when we fought hard to eliminate the automatic tax increase on gasoline. And the reason that conservatives like us did that was so that we can allow Americans, good, hardworking Americans, to keep their money instead of constantly taking it from them. Now, I got to tell you, as to the plan, I tend to side with Vermont and New Hampshire. They're bailing out of it because they know it's not good for their citizens. And I feel the same way. It is not good for Massachusetts citizens. We seem to have a transportation issue, and the way they want to resolve it is tax people more. I think it's crazy. I'm definitely against it, and I'm going to vote against it when I get on Beacon Hill.
All right. Well, there's a ton of, I don't think I've ever seen, you know, having worked against automatic gas tax hikes. I don't think I've ever seen so many pieces of legislation going after the drivers in Massachusetts. They want to increase tolls. They want open road tolling. They want mileage tolling. They want a gas tax increase. You name it, they're going after the drivers of Massachusetts. I mean, there's even a thought that that they could put tolls on the bridges to the Cape. What would you have to say about that?
Well, Holly, it's obviously an economy killer. I don't know where these Dems are getting these thoughts, these liberals, but they see a chance to just grab more money from us, and that's what they're doing. But I'm telling you, it's going to kill the economy, especially on Cape Cod. But now they've already got these automatic tolls on the Mass Pike. They want to put them on 91, 93, 95, 495, and Route 3, and a highway near you. Wherever you live, they want to do it. This thought of open road tolls is what they call it, because it's an automatic thing. It's this little erector set thing that's built over the highway. And what it does, it reads your plate and sends you a bill. And what they want to do, it's even worse, is they want to increase that during heavy drive times. They want to punish the hardworking people in Massachusetts trying to get into Boston or any other city, trying to get in and get and do their job and work hard. They want to punish those people for driving into work. In other words, if they're not criminalizing something that everyday Americans do, they are punishing us for it. And it's absolutely crazy. It almost reminds me of the bag bill that they just passed recently, the plastic bag bill. They just want to ban everything that normal American citizens are doing or tax us to death and kill the economy. And I'm against that, Holly, and I will vote against open road tolling. I will vote against a gas tax increase, and certainly the TCI, I'm going to vote against that.
All right. Now, there's an effort. You talk about the economy. The Cape Cod economy took a kind of a major hit this year. Some people believe it's is the sharks. Others people believe it's the new Airbnb tax. What would you have to say about the tax?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's not a whole lot we can do about the sharks, and people are working on that. But the tax, this is important. You combine the Airbnb tax that they have with the new gas tax, the doubling of the gas tax that they want to do, you're going to kill the economy here on Cape Cod with my constituency. And I'm not going to allow that to happen. Or I'm going to work hard, certainly work hard against that. Because what happens is down here, you can take some transportation, but people don't fly into Cape Cod by and large. People don't take a train into Cape Cod, by and large. They drive here. And what they're doing is making it more costly for them to come here and then more costly for them to stay here. And this Airbnb tax is going to kill the economy on Cape Cod. See, a lot of people don't understand the impact of what this tax is. But let me just break it down real quick. People on Cape Cod have homes and they have an extra apartment. And what they do is they rent this out on a short-term basis or an extra room. Now on Cape Cod in the summertime, we need a huge workforce. And we generally get it from students, college students who take the summer off and come down and work on Cape Cod. But what is happening with this is that there's a double taxation going on. These college kids have to come down here. They rent these rooms out, these short-term rooms, and they try to work in the society, which we need them down here in this economy. But then they get taxed there, and obviously the Airbnb tax has to be passed on to somebody, and it just is killing our economy down here. And I hear it from all my constituents. It's almost unanimous, Holly. They don't want it, and I'm going to vote against it.
All right. Now, one of your Democratic opponents came out in favor of sanctuary state. Another one worked for Rachel Rollins. I mean, these are pretty liberal Democrats that you're running against. What would you say? Would you be opposed to making Massachusetts a sanctuary state?
Well, obviously, I would, Holly, for a whole host of reasonable and logical reasons. You are correct that actually most of my Democratic opponents really are in favor of making Massachusetts a sanctuary state, because they are buying into the liberal mindset. Now, for me, my number one purpose is the safety and security of the citizens of the Plymouth and Barnstable District. And what I'm very concerned with is that when I read the newspapers and I hear the on the media and on TV and the Boston news stations, I see that some of these horrific crimes are being committed by gang members from other countries that are here illegally. I want to put a stop to it. We have enough homegrown criminals. We don't need to import anymore. And so I want to keep the citizens safe. So I would certainly not agree with a sanctuary state for Massachusetts, and I would vote against that. I personally believe that would be illegal and unconstitutional. And I have a lot more that I could say, and I do say on the campaign trail, when it comes to cities and towns individually trying to declare themselves as sanctuary places.
All right, Jay, we're up against it, but can you tell us what communities are in the district and how do people get involved in your campaign?
Okay, my district, I love this district and I love the towns within it. It's Pembroke, Kingston, and Plymouth, which will be celebrating the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims this year, and Bourne, Sandwich, and Falmouth. And to get a hold of me, you can check out my website at attorneyjmcmahon.com. You got to spell out the word attorney, JAYMCMAHON.com. You can get us on Facebook, J4, J4 State Senate, and you can follow us on Twitter at J for State Senate. And you can also contact us by email, info@attorneyjmcmahon.com.
All right. And the election's coming up pretty quickly, the end of March, so people have got to get involved right away.
Absolutely. Get involved with us. We have a primary on March 3, which is Super Tuesday during the presidential primary. And then we have the general election on March 31. So it's just 4 weeks later. But I'll tell you what, Holly, I've been out door to door campaigning through the entire district, and I'm getting good, favorable results. People recognize me because they know I ran for attorney general a year ago, November. And it's just good discussing the issues with people. People in this district are very reasonable-minded people. They just don't like to be taken advantage of and abused as drivers and taxpayers.
All right. Well, thank you, Jay McMahon, for joining us. That's it. Go to attorneyjmcmahon.com to get involved in his campaign. Good luck, Jay, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Holly, and thank you, everyone, on the Howie Kai Show. Happy New Year to all of you. We'll see you all along on the campaign trail.
All right. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Howie Carr. When we come back, you don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking about TCI, the gas taxes. What can we do? How do we stop it? Stay tuned.
The paper boy with a big microphone, Howie Carr.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Kai Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Howie Carr today. He's enjoying a Christmas break, and but we're not giving you a break. We're pushing through, going after the impeachment and so much more. Going to talk about gas taxes in a couple of seconds. But first, we got to go to the poll question. So today's poll question is brought to you by Simply Safe. Break-ins spike every single year during the holidays. Fortunately, right now, SimpliSafe is offering a huge discount on home security systems and a free security camera with your order. For a limited time, go to SimpliSafeHowie.com to take advantage of this offer. That's SimpliSafeHowie.com. Taylor, what is the poll question?
Are you returning any gifts that you received yesterday?
I'm returning one. What is the poll
say? It's technically two. It's a pair.
Well, cut it out. You're being brutal.
89% say they will not be returning anything. They were more than happy with all of the gifts they received because it's really the thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts. That's why it's bothering me and you keep teasing me on this. Okay, so I'm sorry, I have to bring it up, but just in case you might have read the Boston Globe, and if you are reading the Boston Globe, we have a program for that. We can help you on this, right? Because, I mean, it's the Globe, it's the Massachusetts Democratic Newsletter. So the Massachusetts Democratic Newsletter wrote an editorial. In the absence of federal leadership reckoning with the climate change on the regional level is smart and cost effective. Until the spell of climate change, climate denial breaks in the White House, basically they elect a Democrat, and the Senate, state and city governments offer America's best hope to curb global warming. Wait a minute. The Globe said global warming. Taylor. They said global warming. I thought it was climate change.
Yeah.
So are we warming or cooling? Or, I mean, we were just
really told, depends on the time of year.
But
because
they said,
it's winter now, they can get away with saying global warming.
We could use a couple days of global warming.
Perfectly natural for it to be cold during the winter time around here.
So fortunately, some states have Republican leaders who actually want to tackle the climate crisis, like Governor Charlie Baker. The governor's team has hashed out an innovative regional plan with the leaders of 12 Eastern Seaboard states, plus the District of Columbia, to reduce the planet warming greenhouse gases and from emissions from cars and trucks. Now comes the hard part, convincing members of the state to actually enact it. It's a tough sell in rural northern New England, where New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, has already ruled out participation, But more states that have joined, the more effective the plan will be. Winning buy-in from state legislature would also be helpful. The goal of the program is to reduce vehicle emissions, which now account for the largest share of the state's greenhouse gas emissions. To the driver, it would work like a gas tax, raising the price of gasoline up to 17 cents per gallon in the first year. It may seem expensive at the first glance, but not compared with continuing costs of climate change. Can anybody tell me what climate change has personally cost them? Anybody? Other than we have to, we might have to pay a nickel for a plastic bag. But what has climate change really cost you? So the Globe is doing this, basically bum-kissing editorial. Charlie, it's okay to raise the gas tax. It's okay. It's not okay, Governor. And we'll tell you why when we come back after this short break.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for my good friend Howie Carr. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, hey, give us a call at 844-500-4242. Before the break, we were talking about the Globe or the Massachusetts Massachusetts Democratic Newsletter's editorial, basically encouraging Governor Baker to support TCI, the Transportation Climate Change Initiative. Look, this TCI is nothing more than a money grab. And when they asked Governor Baker, okay, so what, you know, so you're going to get this, so all those drivers that are schlepping to work, right, working hard, right, you're going to add another 17 cents onto their gas tax. That's the first year. Let me just say that again. That is just in the first year what you're going to pay. And let's put that in comparison. What you pay in gas taxes right now is about 24 cents for the Massachusetts gas tax. Plus, you also pay 18 cents for the federal gas tax. So in the first year, you're going to pay you're going to be like, it's like doubling the federal gas tax. I mean, come on. This is a money grab. But where is the money going to? The money is going to the MBTA. Yeah, that's their great plan on helping with climate change. First of all, the climate is always going to change. No matter what, no matter whether humans are here or not here, the climate is going to change. And if you don't understand that, we can send you back to earth science so that you can figure that out. But the climate is always going to change. Whether it's man-made or not, that's in dispute. Okay, there's hypotheses that say that it is man-made. But there's really no actual proof that it's man-made. But we all want a good environment. That's not in question here. We all want a good environment. But do we want to sacrifice everything for the theory of climate change? That, you know, do you want to be riding the MBTA to and from work every single day? And most of the time, you can't get from here to there. It's like living in Maine. Can't get there from here on the MBTA.
One of the commuter lines derailed today, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're going to say, oh, we need more money for the MBTA. And I'll go through a couple little figures that people don't seem to know. One, the MBTA, back when Martha Coakley was Attorney General, the MBTA pension fund lost $25 million, lost it. One of the former heads of the MBTA pension fund went over to work for a hedge fund. So, of course, they invested with that hedge fund and somehow the money just went whoop, gone. And so it's been under investigation during when Martha Coakley was attorney general. And then now Maura Healey, who's in her second term, somehow they couldn't find what's gone on there. There's been no progress in this case. You know, you and I know what's happening. They're just running out the statute of limitations on this. There's $25 million that went missing. But if you want to look at the MBTA, how it runs, where the MBTA maintenance program for buses is 94% above national average. Our roadways here in Massachusetts we spend $675,000 per mile per year on road maintenance. Why they're not paved in gold, I don't know. But it's just a money grab. I will further remind everybody out there that this isn't the first year, but this is the second year the state of Massachusetts has had a $1 billion surplus in revenue. $1 billion surplus in revenue. They have extra revenue coming in, but yet they want to tax us more. And if you don't believe that they want to just tax us more, last year when we had a $1 billion surplus, they put new taxes on rental cars, right? So that they could fund the police training program. Obviously a worthy cause. But why did you have to raise the tax at the time you had a $1 billion surplus? You had the money to do it. They were hiding behind the police to raise that taxes. And the same thing is going on with climate change. They're hiding behind the theory of climate change that they're going to save the world to raise taxes and take more money out of your wallets. And why should the drivers the drivers have to pay for the MBTA. The MBTA has been so mismanaged, they continue to open up new station after new station, and there's not the ridership to justify those things. You don't go to expand your business. If this was Chick-fil-A and their stores weren't doing well, you don't go add 10 more Chick-fil-A's hoping things are going to get better. You make it work as it is. I'm just so frustrated. I'm so disappointed in our governor. Our governor who won on this issue. I was there. I worked on that campaign, ran that campaign. I was there when we repealed the automatic gas tax hikes. And I remember Charlie Baker being there, okay, running on this issue. It was the dividing issue between him and Martha Coakley, who thought gas tax was 10 cents per gallon. It was a huge issue. They ran commercials on it. Okay, and he's now thinking about doing this TCI. Somebody get him a voter registration card if that's the way he's going to go. Let's go to the callers. Let's go to Pete. Pete, you're on next with Holly Robichaud.
Holly, I know how Jay McMahon is going to vote on TCI. I know how he's going to vote on illegal aliens. I know what he's going to do for the taxpayers and the legal citizens of our district. Here in Plymouth, we can't wait to elect him, and I'm glad you had him on. He did a great job tonight.
All right. Well, thank you, Pete, for that call. Pete, where do you stand on this whole TCI thing?
Well, I commute every morning to Boston, so I think I'll be against that, Holly. I'm gonna go out and live and say I'm against it.
Well, you're living down in Plymouth. You're living in the danger zone, and I don't talk about Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant, but you know they're also thinking about putting a toll on Route 3.
Oh, that would work well because I mean, you know, why not pay for the congestion? It takes 2 hours to get to work as it is, so why not pay for that privilege?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Pete, for that call. And Pete is so right. We got to send more people up to the State House. We've lost Jeff Deal, Jim Lyons, Shauna O'Connell is becoming the mayor of Taunton. And so we need more good people up there, as I call it, Bacon Hill. And Jay McMahon will be one of those voices if he was to get elected on March 31st. So go to attorneyjaymcmahon.com and get involved in that campaign. It's coming up really quick. Going back through the MBTA, the our road maintenance is the second highest cost in the nation. We spend in Massachusetts for every road mile that you drive. Okay, we are spending $78,000 on a hack. We are, you know, we are eight times the national average on administrative costs here in the state of Massachusetts, and they want more of our money. They want to make these drivers pay more. I mean, it's not like that we don't have the revenue. We have the revenue. It's the spending. Analysis of the T-Bus maintenance employees, okay, the top 10 highest paid mechanics on the T-Buses average between $134,000 per year to $151,000 per year. The top 10 highest paid painters for the MBTA range from $86,000 to $101,000. This is insane, the amount of money we are spending for the MBTA and our roads. TCI would just create more government bureaucracy, more paid hacks. We cannot allow this to go. Pioneer Institute did a study, and they believe that over $250 million was being wasted just within the MBTA bus maintenance program. Let me say that again. Within the bus maintenance program, $250 million being wasted. Enough's enough. Stop taking our money. Let's go to Henry. Henry, you're on next with Holly Robichaud.
Well, here's my first point on the proposed gas tax. Some of us believe in global warming, some of us don't. So when you get to the gas pump, you can go to the pump that pays is 17 cents a gallon more, if you believe in it, or you can come to my pump pay 17 cents less.
That's a great idea, Henry. I think it would work just as well as that voluntary income tax, the higher income tax. Only now that Elizabeth Warren is just now that she's running for president, she's started to pay the higher amount.
I don't think that's a bad idea. Like, if you go to a pharmacy, sometimes you go to the checkout counter and they say, would you like to donate a dollar to a children's hospital or something?
Yeah.
And I say, yeah. So, and the gas pumps, they already ask you so many damn questions. What's your zip code? Do you want your receipt? Blah, 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 all of this. Why not throw that in there as a question? People can volunteer to donate if they want, but they could also decline the option.
Well, we should do that, and it'd be a pilot program, Taylor, right? And so after a month, like if all these people didn't give the higher amount, we could say that's, you know, doesn't show support. I mean, I already know from the gas tax initiative when we ran that campaign in 2014, where it was all volunteers. We collected 120,000 signatures in 9 weeks' time. We were outspent 31-1. They had $3 million. We had $97,000, and we beat them. But I guess that's not enough message for Bacon Hill.
Don't even do a pilot program. That defeats the purpose. Just do it. You'll get money. You won't get as much as you wanted with the actual tax on everybody, but you'll still get money, and people will be happy.
All right. Let's go to John. John, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. I hope you had a good Christmas, John.
Hey, Holly, I love you, baby, when you're on the Lambert.
Oh, thank you.
You talking to me, right?
Yep.
Cape Cod proper, let's get it in on this gas tax. How? What that gas pump look like? Did you paint it with gold?
Did I paint it with gold?
Yeah, huh? Ed Lambert.
Oh, that's right. When Ed Lambert, his anniversary, yeah, we gave him a little, gold statue for all the work that he was one of the people helping us out, getting the message out there and helping us get signatures. He was a great guy.
He's a delicious person. Now, yep. We pay road use tax through tax on the gas. That's road use, right?
Yep.
So, What other taxes do we have to pay on the road use tax that we're already paying?
We pay a lot, John. We pay the tolls. We pay, a sales tax for our car. We pay registry fees. We pay registration fees.
Start with the RV because that's another can of worms will rip right with you with.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand standing in line. And I'm an American citizen, 17th generation, and the hoops I had to jump through took a year and a half.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I agree with you, John. It's tough at the RMV, and the RMV has let us down. And to hand over more of our money for the RMV or any of these agencies is absolutely crazy. All right. Before we take a quick break, I just wanted to remind everybody the House Docket 4711 that Representative DeCoste has filed. Call your legislator, tell them to co-sponsor the bill to say that we don't want to be part of TCI. We'll be taking a quick break and we'll be back with your calls after this.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Holly Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Holly Carr Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for my good friend Howie Carr today, the day after Christmas and on Kwanzaa. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, please give us a call at 844-500-4242. And before the break, we were talking about TCI and the gas tax and the MBTA nightmare. And you can't do this to the drivers. You cannot do this to the drivers. I mean, it'll be like the last person out, shut off the lights in Massachusetts. We are already taxed enough. I mean, that's why they call us Taxachusetts. I don't understand why the governor has given this a moment of thought after this is how he won in office. And I will tell you right now that if Karen Pulido, okay, she better be in the governor's ear, because if the governor does this, she is a dead woman walking. She will never get elected to another office. She won't make it out of her primary. I'll make sure of it. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on next with Holly Robichaud.
Hi, good evening. I don't want to get off subject, but what's the story with these NDA, these non-disclosures agreement that DeLeo and the governor, they want to keep funded? Do you know what the price tag on that is at this point in time?
That's a good question, Bill. I really don't know off the top of my head. But yeah, the non-disclosure of what was going on up there at the State House, the little, but that's a good question. I will take a look into it. Thanks for that call, Bill. Let's go to Baxter. Baxter, you're on next with Holly Robichaud.
Hey, good evening, Holly. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, thank you very much for all you do for citizens of Massachusetts. I'm a lifelong Massachusetts resident. Well, I was until June. I worked 41 years, half of it in the private, half of it in the public, and I'm retiring in a couple of weeks, and I made the move to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and I'm never looking back. The only thing I come back for is my doctors in Mass General. But I wanted to talk about TCI.
Sure.
I'm so grateful that Chris Sununu announced that he's not on board with this boondoggle that's basically just going to fund the bloated MBTA pension system, which is a horrible, horrible mess. And when you have people that work 23 years and retired in their 40s and 50s and they're at 100% retirement, it's insane. I feel bad for people in Massachusetts that are going to, this thing goes through. But I'm still getting used to New Hampshire with, being able to buy a beer and wine in a market basket. But I'm really happy that Chris Sununu has said no to TCI.
I am so proud of Chris Sununu. He's a real Republican governor for doing that. And bravo. He sees it for what it's worth. OK, and look at the state of New Hampshire spends four times less than we do on our road, on our roads. OK, they spend four times less. They survive without a sales tax or income tax, and they still get it done there for their state. That gives you kind of an idea of how much we have in bureaucracy. Baxter, thanks for that call. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on next with Holly Robichaud.
Hey, Holly. Steve.
Hi. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Hey, listen, just a couple quick points. I love your TCI. Go with the MBTA. I thought I saw an article last year in the paper that said the MBTA was in debt for $240 million. So my question is, why isn't the state legislature followed President Trump's lead, Massachusetts first? They sent $240 million over to South Korea to buy new engines and trains, and they were a year late to get here. So, you know, the question is, why isn't he following that Massachusetts first? If not that, go out to USA. Make it hot. And the last part I'll say...
Yeah, Steve, you are right about the debt, okay? And Massachusetts is the most indebted state per capita, and we're still spending more and more and more, even while we have a huge, Anyways, I gotta go. I will see you tomorrow.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show podcast is brought to you in part by the Dirty Rats podcast. Everyone is raving about Dirty Rats. Available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on DirtyRatsPodcast.com. Binge Dirty Rats today.